of wisdom for this Wednesday morning. Here's a nice quote. It is a great misery not to have enough wit to speak well, nor enough judgment to know when to keep quiet. I think I'll go through that again. It's a great misery not to have enough wit to speak well, and not enough judgment to know when to keep quiet. You've got to be able to do both, you know. Otherwise, it won't be your fingers that will do the walking. It'll be your mouth. Sure, where would you be going with it? Well, in your bike. It's 8:48, and still to come, we have the Daft Disc of the morning here. And we also, after 9 o'clock, have all sorts of odds and bobs. Book of numbers. Special report at 9:30 on addiction all this week. Should be good. Here are those Pet Shop Boys on KLAS Radio and West End Girls. The Rise and Shine Breakfast Program with more vitamins than Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's true. I counted them. In sanding and sealing of all wooden floors. And not only that, but all types of wooden floor laying and fixing too. We have the best sales of all wooden floors at very, very keen prices. Contact Larry Haggins at Coal Island 08 877-487-4809. Or after office hours, 40876. And we'll absolutely floor you with our prices. Hagen Floors, Coal Island, 08-687-4809. It's that time of the morning again for a Dastisk and Dastisk. In question for today is this one from Baltimore. A guy from Northern Ireland and Tarzan Boy. Yes, all you He-Man types out there can rip open your shirt, start beating your chest and wailing very loudly, just like this Dastisk of the day. Oh!
for his monkey business on a sunny afternoon. Thank a light, I'm leaning in the open. Maybe you think that carries on. Burning bright, I thought I'd look. You look to the sky, I can no wonder. There's a magic gap to you.
Yes, a cock-a-doodle-doo to you. It's 9 o'clock on KLAS Radio. The Rise and Shine Breakfast Program.
Broadcasting from the north of Ireland on 828 kHz AM, you're tuned to KLAS, Class Radio. Advertisers, for full details of our very competitive advertising rates, telephone us now at 0662-527912. And from the south, 08-0662-527912. Our written address is KLAS, Class Radio, 17 Rahahi Road, Auchnacloy, County Tyrone. Reach our audience with your product on the all-new KLAS, Class Radio.
It is indeed part two of the Rise and Shine Breakfast Program. The brand new day, it being the last day of the month and all that. It is Wednesday the 31st of July. We're never going to see July 1991 ever again. Do you know how serious that is? Have you any idea of the implications of never seeing July 1991 again? I mean, all those lovely memories of last month are... No, you know, they're all memories. However, the second part of the Rise and Shine Breakfast Program, and in this hour... Oh, yes. We have the Book of Numbers. We have our special report at 9:30 on addiction. It's the record, and your dreams will be examined. Fortified with vitamins, iron, and vitality. More super than supermen with the Rise and Shine Breakfast Program. Reaching the parts that other breakfast cereals do not. And as we shoot our way throughout the morning, we also bring you the very best in music on this radio station, on 828 meters, on medium wave as well, by the way. Something you'll find very few stations on these days. Nevertheless, anyway, Michael Barry is my name from midday today, MB on your wireless, and these guys here are London Beat. This is a better love. Ah, yeah.
I was driving home the morning. MSPCA, Monaghan Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, welcomes anyone interested in the welfare of animals and also reminds its members to come to our meetings the last Monday of every month at 8:30 p.m. in the West Denver Hotel. Come on out, show your support, and join us. The MSPCA, Monaghan Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, welcomes anyone interested in the welfare of animals and also reminds its members to come to our meetings the last Monday of every month at 8:30 p.m. in the West Denver Hotel. Come on out, show your support, and join us.
Yeah, the MSPCA, a particularly worthy cause. This is KLAS Radio, and some other good news at 9:08 this morning. Let me tell you that this isn't half bad at all. However, the Irish tourist industry made a healthy profit during the Gulf War. This is true. In the first half of 1991, tourism revenue shot up from £149 million to £158 million. That's a lot of dosh, a lot of cash, a lot of money, honey! From £149 million to £158. That's an extra £9 million. And this is despite a fall in tourism numbers by 3%. But Minister for Tourism and Transport, Seamus Brennan, said yesterday he did not expect the 15% growth target for 1991 would be met. Not sure if it's nearly met. Wouldn't that be the thing? Anyway, would somebody mind telling me why is it that ice lollies nearly always fall off a stick? Always happens every single time. Nearly always fall off a stick. Just when you're getting to the end, gone. On the floor. Terrible.
Let us say the words we feel, wearing our hearts and minds are steel. The teachings of the masters in our past. World of us together, we'll have to stand. And then they said that someday.
bit of gospel music for you. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the Gap Band, and someday we'll all be free, people. Featuring Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder appears courtesy of the Motown Record Corporation on harmonica, and backing vocals. The Gap Band on KLAS Radio, the better music station right throughout your morning and all throughout your day. Yes, where we give you the very best and the widest choice. From pop, contemporary pop, to the greatest classics, to country music. Listen in throughout the day to see what we mean. After midday, it generally goes country with the lady, Lindsay Shelburne, and she's got her country split as well. Half an hour of cowboys and half an hour of cowgals. She'll be letting you know about that after midday today. Class goes country after midday today. Right, it is KLAS Radio, and if you'd like to drop us a line on any particular subject that may pop into your head, it may not be all that significant, or it may be very significant to you, drop us a line. Yes, I am delighted, and would be delighted, to hear from you. The address is KLAS Radio, 17 Rahahi Road, Auchnacloy, County Tyrone. Mm-hmm, fair enough. And the phone number is 08-0662-527-912. That's if you're calling from the south. If you happen to be calling from the north, delete the 08 to leave it 0662-527-912. And Bob's your uncle. You'll get right through to us. That's Class Radio for the best right throughout your day. And what have we here for you now? Kylie Minogue. Let's see what it says about Kylie Minogue here. Just very fascinated to see if it's going to say anything that will be enlightening about her. Kylie had already been successful as a singer in the Australian chart in 1987 with The Locomotion. Fair enough. The single charted at number 54 on the 17th of January 1988. This one I'm going to play you now, right? And by the 14th of February was number one. And the question at the time that this particular article was posing was, will other stars from Neighbours move into the record business? We know, of course, that Jason Donovan has done so. Even Henry, otherwise known as Craig McLaughlin, and Oh Mona, also moved into the record charts. And now her sister, Danny Minogue, is in the charts with Jump to the Beat. Oh yeah, the Neighbour stars and even those from Home and Away are certainly trying to get in on the act big time. So what was the record that started the ball rolling for soap opera stars like Kylie Minogue? It was this. I should be so lucky, 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 begorra. Kylie Minogue. Right, well, it is that time where we sort of spin the dial on the number board and see what we will come up with from the Book of Numbers. Let her rip. There she goes. There she goes, yep. That has come to rest. It has come to rest at number 94. So let's have a look at number 94 in our book. Flicking through the pages as I am. Here we are, 91 to 94. Queen Victoria. Ew, we are not amused. Queen Victoria was 94 days older than her husband, Prince Albert of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. She was 94 days older than him, okay? Not a bad thing in itself. Over 94% of a jellyfish is water. Blech. Nine inmates of Cork Prison kept up a hunger strike for a record 94 days between the 11th of August and the 12th of November in 1920. Fair enough. And finally, during World War I, two and all of Allied two-seater aeroplanes, all of the Allied two-seater airplanes, right, they were fitted with gas-operated Lewis guns. Now, guns, fair enough, but guns operated by gas? I mean, I've heard of gas cookers and gas stoves, but a gas-operated gun? Well, these planes are fitted with them. And these guns were capable of firing 94 rounds. So there you go, absolutely stupendous facts from the Book of Numbers about the number 94. Sort of like bingo in a way. You take potluck and take a number and see what you can find out about that number. Well, it's 9:20 here on KLAS Radio. And here's a song by the band called Squeeze, talking about cool for cats.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pub. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grub. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his hat. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the air comes lock again. In and out of one swoop with the numbers on their name. It's funny how the missus always looks a bit insane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like how's your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Been posing down the pub, I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cat. Questions as she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they're on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
name is Bond, James Bond, 007. And on 88 meters medium wave, there it was, KLAS Radio. Miss Moneypenny tuned me in over a martini, shaken, not stirred, of course. Only the best in classic music all of the day and all of the night is what they said and was what I got. I'm away now to make another 20 million on my new movie. The life of a secret agent is not easy. Meanwhile, stay tuned to KLAS Radio.
The Rise and Shine Breakfast Program. Good morning.
There's a soul in the city saying everything's good. prove them wrong, baby. Cause you know what luck is. Luck is believing you're lucky. That's all. And showing just a little bit of faith. There's a soul in that city watching over us, I swear. There's a soul.
Rod Stewart and the Motown Song on KLAS. It's 9:30 and time for this morning's special report. And all this week we're focusing on the question, are we in Ireland a nation of addicts? Where the economy may be revving out of recession, but we are heavily dependent on factors such as alcohol. And we spend millions on lotto tickets. Thousands of people die unnecessarily from preventable diseases each year, and children are still becoming hooked on gambling machines. Ireland is a mixture of rich and poor, two peoples within the one nation with common weaknesses. Try as we might, many people can't help falling into the trap of obsession, and our passions, which soak up so much time and cash, are many and varied. Today we look at the issue of gambling on KLAS Radio. With Lotto Pick 6 jackpots averaging £350,000 a week at least, and thousands more being spent on scratch card games, it's clear Irish people are hooked on gambling. The amount spent on the National Lottery in 1988 was over £300,000 per day. Horse racing is the most popular other form of gambling. It has been estimated that the average person spends £70 on flutters every single year. But with many people only having a bet on the Grand National, it's clear that those who do gamble regularly are getting through large sums of money. Gambling machine addictions have also been a scourge in recent years, with at least two related suicides as a result of those. The one-armed bandits have now been outlawed in many local authority areas, and many pubs refuse to have them inside. And that is the KLAS Special Report Gambling for today. Tomorrow we'll be looking at the abuses of solvents, tranquilizers and drugs. That's Thursday's special report. And the question, are we a nation of addicts, right here on KLAS Radio.
The MSPCA, Monaghan Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, welcomes anyone interested in the welfare of animals and also reminds its members to come to our meetings the last Monday of every month at 8:30 p.m. in the West General Hotel. Come on out, show your support, and join us.
Hagen Floor Coverings, Coal Island. Hagen Flooring, Coal Island. 08-687-48909. That's our number. We are specialists in sanding and sealing of all wooden floors. And not only that, but all types of wooden floor laying and fixing too. We have the best sales of all wooden floors at very, very keen prices. Contact Larry Haggins at Coal Island, 08-687-48909. Or after office hours, 40876. And we'll absolutely floor you with our prices. Hagen Floors, Coal Island, 08-687-48909.
This is KLAS, where there are great memories from great music all the time.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Come here. tattoo. Always you with me within my dream. You give me the love I can't explain. Fire and contain for this big girl. I try to fight, but I never will. Seems I've just given to your embrace. But oh, you try so hard not to say.
Heaven is a Place on Earth, but Linda Carlisle is the woman on earth who sang that particular tune, and not bad at all, either. Now, hot water bottles. At wintertime, they are a very important thing to have, and many people even have them in summertime. Go to bed with the hot water bottle at your tootsies. But believe it or not, if you blow up a hot water bottle, it will not necessarily burst. No, it will not necessarily burst. It will expand and expand and expand. And for our feature, it's a record today. Let's look at the fastest time that it took to blow up a hot water bottle. The fastest recorded time that a hot water bottle, manufactured to British standards, BS1970, has been inflated and burst, achieving a minimum circumference of 7 foot. That means the least that it would be blown up would be 7 feet, right? That's a lot of room. Is 1 minute and 30.50 seconds by Fred Burton of Cheadle Staff on BBC's Breakfast Time on the 19th of October, 1984. The greatest circumference ever achieved in the inflation of a hot water bottle was 20 foot 9 inches by Mel Robson of Newcastle, Tyne and Wear. 20 feet from a hot water bottle. That is a lot of space. Can you imagine what that was like when it exploded? I can just imagine. Dreadful. This doesn't mean I'm directing you to go outside and start pumping up your hot water bottles. But as it stands as a record, it's quite a crazy record at that too, I'm sure you'll agree. Where only the most interesting things can be found, we are KLAS Radio. And there goes the car. Will you start? Must be the alternator again. It's 9:47, and hey you, here's Billy Ocean.
Hey, you!
You!
Oh!
Good morning. Hi! Hello! I think you better do as the man says.
Get into my car.
Get out of my dreams. Talking about dreams, we'll be looking at your dreams and what they mean at 10 o'clock.